It's been described as the biggest orthopaedic failing for a generation. Hundreds of hip replacement patients, including many in Hampshire and Dorset, are being urged to get blood tests after it was discovered their joints may be leaking toxic metals. About 8,000 people were given the ASR joint. It was later found to release shards of metal and high levels of chrome and cobalt. Our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake has more on this and joins me now. I mean, Dominic, I'm sure people with replacement hips will be certainly worrying listening to that this morning. Tell us more about the scale of the problem.
Well, it's a very widely used metal-on-metal implant, Julian, made by a company called DePuy. Around the world, 93,000 people have received these hips, and about 8,000 of those, as you say, have gone into patients here in the UK and Ireland since 2003. So a lot of people are affected. And what we've been hearing from patients who've had failures, they're saying that it leaves them in a lot of pain, and of course they then have to have further surgery to have the failed hip removed and another one implanted. Patients are also very worried about the possible long-term effects of being left with metals like chromium and cobalt in the body, and it's the anger that's been generated over this has led about 300 patients to get together to take the manufacturer to court. One of them is from Hampshire. Her name's Caroline Lentaine. She lives near Liss, and I spoke to her yesterday, Julian. This is her story.
For the first 4 months, everything was fine, and I had a very wonderful life, a new hip. And then gradually things got worse. I got very stiff. The pain became sometimes unbearable. When the surgeon operated for the second time, within virtually a year, the whole hip was loose, and there was an incredible amount of dirt, gump, whatever. In fact, I don't really want to describe this. Fairly unpleasant. And he said it was very good that we did this as soon as we did. The metal fragments could have caused this damage, or the actual ball and the socket was too big, or the metal on metal could have had a reaction. I think it was just really a faulty implant. All this has left me feeling slightly worried, obviously, but I'm thinking especially for the other people, the very young people who had to suffer through this, because they just don't know what the future is like for them. You know, the horrible feeling, what is happening, what is floating in your body. There's a lot of research being done, and even they still, it's very inconclusive. So we just hope for the future things will be all right.
Caroline Lentaine from Hockley talking to Dominic yesterday, and Dominic, obviously growing concern about the rate of failure.
Yes, going back at least to 2009, Julian, the product was recalled in Australia in that year. And then a year later, it was voluntarily recalled here in the UK as well after unacceptably high failure rates were reported. To give you an idea on that, Julian, in March of 2010, figures were presented about the ASR total hip replacement system to the British Hip Society's annual conference. And those figures suggested that more than one in five was failing within 4 years. And after 6 years, almost half of them have failed.
Now, if you're listening to this and you're affected, we would like to hear from you this morning. Please call our newsmaker number 0845 3030 961. So, Dominic, what do we know about this technically? What is going wrong?
Well, you've heard there that there's concern about the release of various ions and that cause surrounding tissue to die. And it's being put down to a design fault, really, that there's not enough gap between the ball and the socket of the joint, so the body's natural fluids can't get in to lubricate it. And that's really what's causing a lot of the trouble. That it means metal grinds on metal, bits come off, and that the debris end up being absorbed into patients' bodies.
And the manufacturers, what have they had to say?
Well, they point out to the voluntary recall back in August, and they say that they will pay for further surgery if it's necessary. They say that although the majority of operations have been successful, it's still important, Julian, that anyone who's had an ASR implant to contact their surgeon, even if they aren't experiencing symptoms. So that's an important message from them. And it points out that the AR system itself did undergo lab testing, including tests on wear and tear, and then it did meet EU standards before they introduced it.
And what do they have to say about the effects of chrome and cobalt in the body?
Well, this is the big unknown, Julian, and even the company has to fall back on general advice from the US Food and Drug Administration, and that really says that it's not possible to know who will experience a reaction from these kind of metals, or what type of reaction you might have, when the reaction might occur, or even how severe it might be. So there's a severe lack of information there.